So, as Dan said, our theme today is our theme for this year, which is loving the earth, renewing our stewardship. This is something that has been a part of our Axelism family from the beginning, the dual focus on oneself and on the planet, or self and others, and the others including not only the human family, but all kingdoms of life and the planet itself. Russell wrote a beautiful verse in his book, Imprint Unmistakable, called The Beginning, that I think is very relevant to what we're going to be doing today. The beginning starts where man finds his balance between internal heaven and external earth, bringing the primal light of life along a vertical frequency axis, downward and outward to earth, and into every dimension of life on the way. Here, now, he is expressing his individual creative self. So as human beings, men and women, we are standing between heaven and earth, and the six-pointed star is made up of two triangles, one from earth facing upward to heaven, and one from heaven facing downward into earth. So we're going to be working with the star, and the star is the synthesis of all of the energies of life that we work with in Axelism, of all of the lessons, really, in Axelism, from the introduction to the most advanced. It's got everything in it in a concentrated package. So if you're ever in doubt of what to do, what tool to turn on, what light to turn to, you can't go wrong with any of them, but the crystal white energy is, as I said, a synthesis of all of the energy. And it has a synthesizing and purifying and cleansing effect, so it can help you clear out any doubt and confusion about what you need to be doing. So when we're working with light, we're step-down transformers for high-frequency energy that comes through our tools of light, like the star, through the upper room, into our bodies and fields, and out to all the kingdoms of life. From the mineral kingdom of the earth elements, through the plant kingdoms, the animal kingdom, and the Devic kingdom. Although the Devic kingdom is working with us to step the light down into the field, so it's sort of a partnership. When we work with the light, we often talk about opening the feet and letting it pour out into the earth. And you might wonder, well, if I'm discharging my low-frequency energy, the muddy energy, is that going to add to the pollution of the earth and the planetary field? But not at all. It's fertilizer for the earth. And the light itself helps to nourish and transform the earth elements that that energy is pouring into. So let's begin our focus together in the upper room with the union, just thinking of our union as immortals with each other, everyone here today, all those who will be hearing this session online or wherever they are, and all light workers throughout the planet, as well as the beings of light, or our family, friends, acquaintances, colleagues. And think of the crystal white star, which, if you've been working with it, has expanded from a point of light to a little radiant 3-inch star. Think of it turning on and blazing up, radiating out from the upper room. And let its liquid-like, crystal-clear essence pour down through your body along the central vertical axis that runs from the top of your field through your body to the bottom of your field and throughout all of the structures, functions, and consciousness of your body. From head to toe and everywhere in between. And be aware of our group union, which amplifies each of us working with the crystal white light. Forming our worldwide network of light, connecting us to that network, which we're always a part of, but with enlightened awareness of it, it's much stronger. We can ground or earth the connection more powerfully. And think of radiant awareness in the upper room, the awareness of the being of light that you are, flowing through the upper room into your brain, nerves, all throughout the body, the heart, liver, all the emotional liquid systems and glands throughout your body. Further enlightening knowing, feeling, and sensory awareness. With enlightened awareness, you can better experience the whatever's going on without reacting to it and be more aware of the high frequency that you're bringing in. And as it pours through your body, focus it in your splenic plexus on the left side of the abdomen and the liver plexus on the right. And think of the consuming fire aspect of the purifying light blazing up there to open up, facilitate assimilating high frequency and eliminating low frequency. Part of that transforming. I mentioned the step-down transformer. We're constantly transforming energy and providing from our overflow, we can share that energy so that we're providing a form of nutrition for our beloved planet. Much as we get re-energized when we're out in nature, we can bring that high frequency nature within ourselves and out through the field and the body. Out through the hands for healing. And as it pours down, think of your soles of your feet opening so it pours out into the planet, of whichever part of the planet your feet are resting on. And even if you're in an airplane high above the planet, you're still within the planetary field and your feet are touching earth elements. And think of the soles of your feet closing so the energy fills up through your feet, ankles, lower legs, knees, upper legs, hips, pelvic area, through the torso, all the digestive systems and respiratory, immune systems, circulatory nerves. All through the skin and bone and connective tissue, muscles. And up through the shoulders, down the arms, out the hands. And with your hands facing each other, not quite touching, and move them forward and back and feel, I mean, move them closer together and farther apart. And feel the energy coursing through your hands, the light of the crystal white energy. And up through the neck and head, all of the sensory systems in the head, the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and of course the brain. And out the top of your head, overflowing into the energy field surrounding you. Like a fountain of light. And within this radiant fountain of light, of filled full and overflowing with it, we can reach out to help others, whether we're physically present or not. So think of someone that you love that's not physically present, and send a beam of crystal white light to think, let, observe, and experience it, moving out from your upper room to the point 6 inches above their head, wherever they are. And experience, be open to the connection and the feedback of love and gratitude along that beam. Or even if they are physically present, you can still do it. Good, and we can also do this with people in need. If you know anyone who needs healing, whether physical, emotional, mental, whatever kind of healing they need, think of a being of light going out from your upper room to theirs. And the being of light that they are can take hold of that crystal white, pure and purifying energy and bring it down within their nature so it can be used wherever it's needed. And again, though they may not be aware of it, there's a return flow of love and gratitude from the being of light that they are. It goes beyond brain-mind recognition and awareness. And this is a way that we can help those who are helping others doing what we call planetary work, so that though we can't be in every place at once physically, and there are many things that we just don't have the time and outer training to do that are needed to solve problems in the world, we can work on helping those who are in a position to help in any project or crisis or planetary situation that we want to bring light and support to. So think of some hot spot, let's say, that you felt like, gee, I wish you could help, but you can only do so much, give so much. And think of unifying as a being of light with the immortals, of those who are in a position, that situation, to do the greatest good, help the most people, find solutions, and resolve conflict. And unifying what we call vertically with those immortals, you can send out this horizontal beam of light from your upper room to theirs, helping them do their jobs with more than moral support. Light, fire, energy support. And you don't even have to know in your brain-mind awareness who exactly are these people that can help. Just think it, ask the immortals to direct it to those who can do the most good. And as you're doing that, it's not about opening up and taking on the low frequency of the crisis or of anyone who needs healing, let's say. So, but you might find as you're doing this that things get stirred up within yourself. And those are our correspondences, our personal correspondences to the planetary. So if that happens, just blaze up that from that downpour that's still throughout your body. Think, let, observe with effortless effort, consuming fire aspect of the energy, transforming that blockage that's coming into your awareness in your corresponding nature, in your nature. And let go, let it be in the hands of your mortal, transformed in the light. Good, and assimilate essence from the work we've done. That's very important. The assimilation helps to earth the change and gives us greater strength to do more. And we're assimilating essence. What is essence? It's not just energy. Also purified awareness and the identity that was caught up in the drama, in the problem. As it gets freed, we can identify more with the solution. Some things you'll get an immediate lift, other things will take longer, but there's no need for you to trudge through it and sit there for hours trying to transform something. Because we're really not doing it as mere mortals or personalities. We're doing the work as co-pilots with the being of light, or the immortals, your own and those we're working with, being the pilots. So again, effortless effort is a key. A key to the enlightened way of expressing your love for the earth and renewing our stewardship. And finally, let's unify with the planet itself as the being whose body this planet is. It's often been called Gaia or Logos. And we're intimately and intricately interdependent with this planet and this wonderful being of light. And we can include on our list of inner things to do, assisting Logos or Gaia, this planetary being of the Earth, in supporting those that are working to bring about renewal of the planet and to change the destructive behaviors and the course towards something that can assure our future, so that our home becomes not only renewed for itself, but for humanity, as a place where we can continue to live and thrive, and not just continue, but actually evolve into a more joyous interaction as a human family with the Earth. And all life forms on the planet and in the planet. The air, in the earth itself, in the water. Okay, now assimilate essence and touch into your upper room, your hands and your feet, and with enlightened awareness moving into your feet, where you feel the feet touching the earth. This helps to ground our awareness and keep us, we can have the head in the stars and the feet on the ground, so we're in high frequency and also able to be effective in the world.